MLB insider for both Fox Sports and the MLB Network. Follow him on Twitter at John Morosi. It's John Morosi with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. John, help me out. This has been the most boring World Series I've ever watched. Is it going to get any better tonight?
Good morning, everyone, and what a World Series this has been. 13-12. I've spent the last 36 hours or so just counting the runs to make sure I have everything properly tabulated on my scorecard that I'm keeping. It really has been remarkable. And yes, the integrity and composition of the baseballs themselves has become a story, and rightfully so, and I'm sure will continue to be one during the off season. But the plain fact is, this has been an exhilarating World Series, one that, by the way, drew a larger audience than Sunday Night Football. So for all those forecasting the demise of our national pastime, this World Series has been quite a compelling counter-argument.
And Beer League softball has never been more popular either. People flocking to their local leagues to get a piece of this home run derby. What do they do for an encore tonight, John? And for Rich Hill's case, can he do enough to keep the Dodgers in this? Because it seems like as the Astros see these Dodger pitchers for a second and a third time, they're beginning to feast.
Well, they are. And certainly tonight, as is the case in many nights of the World Series, but I think especially this one, the innings pitched by the starting pitchers will tell you who is going to prevail in this game. I think that with the Astros, Verlander probably has to give them at least seven. I think that A.J. Hinch probably feels confident in his bullpen covering six outs, but if it's more than six outs, I think the Dodgers win the game. Similarly, the Dodgers have to find a way to get Hill, I think, through six. Their bullpen is better, even with their recent struggles, but they will have had the day off yesterday to reset things. The question, though, is how does Brandon Morrow respond after a very, very difficult outing for him in Game 5, which was the first time in his career in which he had pitched in three straight games? How does Kenley Jansen respond after being relatively mortal in this World Series? So there's a lot of different questions about the Dodger pen, but I think for Rich Hill, it's got to be at least six innings, and then for Verlander, at least seven. And the big question is going to be, and this is something that I find fascinating, is A.J. Hinch, the manager of the Astros, has indicated that he would at least consider using Lance McCullers Jr. in relief tonight. And McCullers, of course, is their scheduled Game 7 starter. So if he feels like there's a chance to win this game tonight on the road, that he will consider bringing McCullers in out of the bullpen, which to me is bold and oddly appropriate given the way this series has played out.
John, Mike Tyson had that aura. No one could hit him. No one could hurt him. And once he got knocked out, it seems like people could do it more often. Is this the case with L.A.'s bullpen? No giving up any runs. Both World Series, all the series bleeding up to this one, and all of a sudden they get touched up in game number two. Is now momentum have switched because of the fact that they've shown some vulnerability?
Well, it's a great question, and I think one thing that I would point out too on this, and I think John Smoltz has made this point during the course of the World Series, is the Astros have taken a different approach where they've gone with a fewer number of pitching changes and longer relief outings. So that way the overall frequency of pitching has been diminished for the Astros pitchers. The Dodgers are involved in the games more frequently. They may not pitch as long, but they pitch more often. And the more looks that you get at these pitchers, the more comfortable you are facing them, the more of a book you develop in your own mind about what to expect. And I believe even Alex Bregman spoke to this as the series has gone along as well. Hey, we have seen their bullpen arms. We now know what to expect. And that combined with the fatigue of having pitched so often, so it's the fatigue on the Dodgers pitching side, it's the improved knowledge and confidence in the scouting report on the Houston side has resulted in results much more favorable for the Houston Astros. So I think it's a combination of those two factors, and we've seen it. Very, very good swings by the Astros against even the best of the best in Kenley Jansen in both Game 2 and in Game 5, and even the latter stages of Game 4 with the home run by Bregman. So Jansen has not had a whole lot of clean work in this series, and I do think that the number of times the Astros have seen him are helping out Houston's hitters in a huge way.
MLB insider John Morosi with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Is there any way A.J. Hinch can go back to Ken Giles at any point throughout the remainder of this series?
There's a way. I don't think it's going to be with a lead in the eighth or ninth inning tonight. I think that he is bumped down into the overall trustworthiness of the Astros bullpen. Maybe he's a guy who you use if you're down five runs tonight, which I don't expect, but he may be a guy that you put in there just to sort of save the rest of the pen for the next day. But that, to me, is a quandary they're going to have to address during the offseason. And let's not mistake this. When you give up that number of significant runs in the postseason, that relationship can sometimes be hard to repair because there's a mental strain on that I think will be in the back of the Astros' minds. If you've got a World Series team, which the Astros clearly have. You've got a World Series contender and championship possibility, as the Astros have. If you have doubts about a relief pitcher being someone you can trust in the World Series, he should not be on your team. So I think that there's a fair chance that Giles is not even part of this organization on opening day 2018, because you've got to think about 7 and 8 often relievers that you know you can trust implicitly in the biggest spots of the season. And right now, Giles is not that person. So I think he is only going to be used tonight if the Astros are down a substantial number of runs. I'll be curious to see again McCullers and his availability out of the bullpen. Also, Luke Gregerson, who had an encouraging outing, and yes, it was with the Astros down when he was in the game, but I think that we could see Luke Gregerson leapfrog Giles. Gregerson, of course, had been long since deposed as the closer of the Astros, but I do wonder if perhaps that might be the one of the guys they would trust in the sixth or seventh inning of a ball game if they needed a big out in Game 6 or Game 7. Luke Gregerson, who was the closer for Team USA, the World Baseball Classic, he would not scare in a big moment. He's been there before, so I think that may be one comfort for A.J. Hinch here entering Game 6.
John Morosi on 95.7 The Game. The only dark spot of this whole World Series has been the actions of Yuli Gurriel, who is going to be suspended for 5 games next season. Should he have been sat down during this World Series, John?
Yes, he should have been. And that is, I think, an opinion of a lot of people just looking at it from a fairness standpoint. However, I would say this. If Gurriel was going to appeal his suspension, if it had taken place during the World Series, and we don't know, candidly, the answer to that question, but if he was going to appeal it, then the result, in all likelihood, would have been a suspension that was held in abeyance until early next year anyway, and then it would have been 1 game, or maybe 2 games, but would have been a lesser suspension. That is a complicated result, if that would have been the case. It would not have been satisfying, but baseball has a letter of the law, so to speak, where you have the appeal and the grievance procedure, and I'm relatively confident that if the suspension had taken place during the World Series, that Gurriel would have appealed it out of an obligation to his team as much as anything else, and that to me would have resulted in a very complicated and drawn-out process. So, yes, he should have been rightfully, and I believe that the right and just solution would have been for him to be suspended in the World Series, but I acknowledge that the vagaries of that system may well have pushed that back to 2018 anyhow, and so I think it was sort of set up to be a rather unsatisfying solution for all those of us who wanted to see a racist gesture dealt with in the harshest terms in a baseball construct.
John, you're a smart guy. I wanted to run this by you. Ticket brokers, the Dodgers sell more of their tickets throughout the course of the season to ticket brokers than any other team in Major League Baseball. Well, ticket brokers are realizing they could take a bath if this series ends tonight. So what they're doing is all that paper they're holding for Game 7, these guys are going to Las Vegas and betting on the Astros tonight. In the event the Astros win and they can't sell their Game 7 tickets, they can go ahead and win money on the Astros in Game 6 in Vegas to hedge out their bet. What do you think about that?
Well, it's obviously there's no illusions about the fact that these sporting events we talk about are subject to the gaming industry wherever that may be. And to me, I look at it as these are business people that have been selling tickets on the secondary market for a long time. And to be clear, when you buy a World Series strip, you are ultimately refunded the money for any unused tickets, just to be clear on that. So that way, when you think about this, as long as the money they're putting up on the Astros for Game 6 is less than what they would be earning on the Game 7 sales, they're going to actually they'll be fine to make a profit there, so to speak. Because in other words, they're not going to lose money they put up for Game 7. They'll just be at zero. They'll lose the profit, but they won't lose the investment. So this is an opportunity for them. Obviously, when you think about the hedging and the cost benefit, all those different economic factors that work here, I think it is clever. Is it a bit unsavory? Does it make us feel a little maybe a little less romantic about what's going on here? Maybe a bit. But that's business, my friends, and sports, as we know, are a big business.
MLB insider for both Fox Sports and the MLB Network. You can follow him on Twitter at John Morosi, the great John Morosi, with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Enjoy the game tonight, John. Great stuff as always. Look forward to doing it again soon.
Cannot wait. This is what we've been waiting for all season long, my friends. And thanks for having me on the show all season. I appreciate it very much.
Always a pleasure, John. Take care. We'll talk soon.
Talk to you soon. You bet. Sounds great. Take care.